For more than four decades, Victor Gola has been studying the earliest known languages spoken in California, those of the state's numerous and diverse Indian tribes. He says there are more of them than you might guess.
If you count every single one of them, there are about 80. If you count the dissertations that are on the shelf in the Survey of California Indian Languages at Berkeley, there's not 80, but I bet that there's 35, 40 dissertations that represent this kind of descriptive study of a particular California language.
Gola, a professor of anthropology at Humboldt State University, recently published California Indian Languages, a comprehensive reference that covers all the indigenous languages known to have existed in California before 1850. There are so many, he says, because even neighboring tribes in close proximity to each other each developed their own means of expression.
It is usually spoken in a relatively small area, or was, and is often quite distinct grammatically and in vocabulary and in phonology from the next door languages. In some areas, like here in the far northwest of the state, it reaches almost an absurd degree of diversity. You go 5 miles in one direction and you cross a boundary.
Many of these languages are now extinct, Gola says, and only a handful remain in active use.
Many of these languages are moribund. They're spoken by one or a handful of very elderly people who have a knowledge of the language but haven't used it in a long time. Fewer than a quarter, perhaps as few as 10 to 15% are still spoken widely enough so that more than a few elderly people speak it.
But recent years have seen a renewal of interest in reviving and preserving these historic languages by some California tribes, which Gola finds heartening.
The most visible group is called the Advocates for California Indian Language Survival. It supports maintenance and relearning of tribal languages. They've developed, with Leanne Hinton from UC Berkeley, a strategy of teaching called the Master Apprentice Program, where a young Indian boy or girl is paired up with an elder who is a fluent speaker. It's worked beautifully. Not only have languages been preserved in this way, but a whole generation of young teachers has sprung up.
With them has come something new, written forms for languages that for generations were only spoken.
Writing has come to many of these linguistic communities in the last 20 to 30 years as the communities themselves try to hold on to their languages as a badge of identity, as a symbol of their separateness from everybody else in the world. One of the main ways in which the education program gets going is to have dictionaries and so forth written in a writing system that for the most part has to be invented.
Illustrated with maps and photographs, Gola describes his book as a brain dump of what he learned over the course of a career reaching back to his graduate studies at Cal in the 1960s. Yet his intent, he says, was to also make that information accessible to anyone who's interested in it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.